This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. During the 19th century, several voices stood in opposition to the injustice of slavery. Women and men, Black and white, looking to make radical change in whatever way they could, were essential to dismantling a 250-year system of slavery in the United States. One of the many voices of that day was William Wells Brown. William was born to a white father and enslaved mother in what historians believe was 1814. As a child, he spent much of his early life in St. Louis, Missouri, working in a variety of trades. On New Year's Day, 1834, William slipped away from his owner's steamboat while it docked in Cincinnati, Ohio. As Brown ventured into a world free from bondage, he was taken in by the Wells Brownses, a white Quaker family, and William would soon go on to adopt their last name, becoming William Wells Brown. William Wells Brown would move to Cleveland, Ohio, meet and marry an African-American woman, and go on to have two daughters. Brown would move his family to Buffalo, New York, and become a conductor, or one who assisted enslaved persons on the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad was a secret network designed to help enslaved persons escape the system of slavery before the Civil War. Though termed the Underground Railroad, the system was equipped with a myriad of covert measures to help enslaved persons reach the North, which was often as far as Canada, for safety. In 1843, Wells Brown was making frequent appearances on the lecture circuit for the Western New York Anti-Slavery Society. Brown's work didn't extend to only abolition, but also women's rights and temperance. Collectively, abolition, women's rights, and temperance movements were essential to understanding the political and social mobilization of leaders in the 19th and 20th centuries. Brown's involvement with these lectures provided a roadmap for his work in literature. After the success of Frederick Douglass's autobiography, Brown would go on to publish his own titled Narratives of William W. Brown, A Fugitive Slave, written by himself. The autobiography became incredibly popular and led Brown to further opportunities in Europe, where he delivered more than 1,000 speeches. He also wrote two other texts, titled 3 Years in Europe and his most notable work, Clotel. Clotel is one of the earliest novels written by an African American and the first to be published by a British publishing house. The year 1858 brought Wells Brown more success as his play, The Escape, became the first ever published by an African-American. As the Civil War began and slavery ended, William Wells Brown's lecture career slowed, and he settled in Boston, where he would stay until his death in 1884. William Wells Brown's life is an example of how we can use adversity to continue to make a difference in our world. His impact is lasting, and his spirit lives on in young writers and speakers around the world. Today, we honor the incredible life of William Wells Brown.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about this series online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.